You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 289. Do you ever wonder who your mentors are learning from? Do you realize that you likely forget that those that are teaching you are also always learning? It's easy to do that, isn't it? Well, people are always so curious about who I'm learning from and where I learned how to do what I do and who my mentors are. Truth be told, much of my knowledge has been self-taught and learned through a hefty amount of trial and error, especially in my early days as a wedding photographer. But I've also shared that I've not been afraid to invest in myself and purchase courses and join masterminds and hire mentors to learn, grow, and take my business to the next level. We only know what we know, and I know that in order to get better, it's important for me to prioritize learning from the best. But let's back it up just a hot second. Before I was taking coaching calls from Dean Graziosi or joining $25,000 masterminds or sitting at a table in Puerto Rico surrounded by some of the most brilliant marketers on planet Earth, I was just an entrepreneur with hardly anyone on my email list, trying to figure out how to be happy, how to create a business that could run while I rested, and how to be successful working for myself in my PJs. Just like every single business owner, I've had a lot of ups and downs and hits and misses in my business from the very beginning, which is why I've always valued turning to the pros to get more education about how to be the best that I can be. And the very first paid online course I took was Amy Porterfield's. It was back in August of 2015, so 4 years ago, and my business looked a heck of a lot different than it does today. I had been introduced to her by a mentor who had told me that I needed to start an email list. Yes, even all those years ago, 4 years ago, people were talking about email lists. He had sent me a link to her podcast, and I was hooked. To provide a little context, I didn't even know how to listen to podcasts on an app. So every single week, I went to her blog, I clicked the little play button, and I tuned in to my friend Amy. You see, week after week, her voice had become a staple in my life, and she didn't just feel like a stranger on the internet, she felt like a trusted friend, a mentor. I was watching her business, and I knew that a pivot was in my future, and while I could have never guessed that all of this was in my future, I knew that she could teach me a thing or two. I mean, I had already gotten results from the things she was teaching for free on her podcast. Can you relate? So when Amy had a webinar, I knew I should watch it. And by the end of it, I knew I needed her help and expertise to really grow my business. It was honestly a no-brainer. I grabbed my credit card, paid for the program, and just a few minutes later, she was saying, "Welcome, Jenna, to the program" on her live training. And I about broke down. I had a mega fangirl moment that she even knew my name. When she talked about a course she was launching, all about taking followers and converting them into leads, I was hooked. My email list at the time was hardly existent. I think maybe I had like 100 people on it and no real strategy in place. And I had never formally launched a thing in my career at the time. We're talking the early days, like practically the baby Jenna Kutcher era, the era where I was a wedding photographer and nothing more, the days of me trading time for money. Now, Amy's course at the time was called the Profit Lab, and full disclosure, she doesn't even offer that course anymore. But at the time, that course totally transformed my business. Some of you might have even bought it and completed it alongside of me. It was full of tangible takeaways and advice to apply to my business right away, and I completely ate it up and eagerly got to work implementing her genius strategies to my business systems. I completed the course, followed through on the entire program, and it led me to new levels of success. Not overnight, but I could see the change and up-level in my business happening right before my eyes with each new strategy I applied as I worked through the modules. Today, I want to walk you through how one course did change things for me and how I approach taking online courses today so that I get results every single time. Now, I know you might be sitting here listening and thinking, "Jenna, I've bought a course and I've never even logged into it." Or, "Jenna, there are a ton of crappy courses out there right now. In fact, I'm so overwhelmed with all of the options that I don't even know who to trust." Maybe you're even waiting for the online course bubble to burst. Spoiler, the online education business is growing every single day, and to be honest, it's not going anywhere. It's actually the new norm. I'll address all of this and share how I went from an eager student starting at the bottom to one of the greatest success stories of all time for a mentor who has turned into a dear friend. Before we dive on in, that mentor that changed the game for me is hosting a free training on the 3 behind-the-scenes secrets to digital course success in 2019 and beyond. And these live trainings are happening on September 12th through the 15th. And I am so excited to invite you to save your seat and to learn from the woman, Amy Porterfield, who changed all the things in my business. Plus, she's opening up her program, the Digital Course Academy, and you'll get to learn all about that. I saved my spot at learnfromamy.com, and I've got a seat right next to mine with your name on it. So head to learnfromamy.com, save your seat. If anything, just watch the master at work, because she's taught me pretty much everything I know about list building and course creation and webinar wizardry. Again, it's learnfromamy.com. Now, let's dive on into today's show. We're going to go back to 2015 when it all began.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Now, you may have bought a course before too, just like my first one. Maybe it was to improve your social media systems, or build an email list, or create a sales funnel, or learn graphic design. Maybe it was even one of mine or Amy's programs. The thing that's tough and that I see over and over again is this excitement that people get about a new course and then this eventual drop-off where the enthusiasm, it comes to a lull. Maybe life gets in the way and the course gets placed on the back burner, or procrastination gets the best of us and you find yourself in a cycle of saying you'll get to it tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day. Or maybe you bought a course and finished it, but you weren't totally invested with your time or energy. You listened to the modules, but didn't do the digging and the assignments that it required. You completed the lessons, but skipped out on the parts that felt like homework, because who has time for that anyways? Let me just first say, you're not alone. I've been there and I totally and completely get it. If you fall into the category of people who have bought a course before, started it, and never finished it, or never actually got results because you didn't put in the work, I want you to know it's okay. Like, you're not a failure, you're not broken. Sometimes life gets in the way and excuses can get the best of us from time to time. Or maybe that little voice that once told us that we could, that we were capable, has been replaced with that inner mean girl telling us that we'll never make it, that we're not cut out for it. I first just want to commend you. The fact that you invested money in a course before shows that you care about your growth and you're willing to invest in yourself, which is pretty huge if you ask me. Shows me that you take action and believe in your dreams. So really, I'm here to give you a virtual hug and also a little virtual nudge to go forward and take on the things that you commit to with enthusiasm and vigor. And here's why. Choosing to follow through means that you could be the next success story by taking a course and totally digesting and implementing the materials that are offered inside. Like, I am dead serious. When I took Amy Porterfield's course 4 years ago, I logged in the night that I bought it. I had been taking her webinar and I was so excited by what she was teaching that I purchased the course right then and there. I believed in the value behind the resources she was offering up, and because I had listened to her podcast for a long time, I knew she had the knowledge and experience to really deliver on the promises that she was giving. She had become this mentor of mine, and she didn't even know it. Before I dive into the number one reason Amy's course worked for me, I want to share something that I've been thinking about a ton lately. I was recently at an event and a student was raving about one of my programs, and a girl next to her, bless her heart, said, "But do I really need to pay for something like that? Like, honestly, I could just Google it." And I thought a lot about that comment because personally, I felt that way a lot too. Now, there are so many amazing ways you can learn these days, and I am all about free. That's why I teach so much on this show, because I remember those days where I didn't have a spare dollar to invest or put down in the name of education. But for the people who tell me that they will just Google things and piecemeal a plan together, if that's you, listen up. There are a lot of things you can do in life, right? Like, the cool thing about life is that we have these options and so many opportunities. But if you could just Google something to learn it, why haven't you? because there is zero sense of urgency. And as humans, we simply don't take action on free. The other piece of this is that when you tell me that you could Google things and figure it out yourself, the first thing I question is if you really value your time. Because I was there. I've been in seasons of business where I valued my money more than my time, and the thought of exchanging money for something that I could maybe figure out for myself through Google and trial and error was a choice that I made. But looking back, the times where my business moved the most, the times where I grew and scaled to new heights, were the times where I traded my money in order to save time. Why would I waste time trying to figure it out myself when someone has a roadmap or a blueprint waiting for me? I mean, in most instances, I could apply the strategies I was paying to learn and implement and earn back my investment pretty quick. But if I hadn't gone that route, I could never earn back that lost time, right? So I just wanted to start this with some thoughts that I've been having about education in general and ask you, what do you value more? Money, a renewable resource that you can go out and earn more of, or time, something we can never get back? Because my entire business changed when I prioritized time and loosened my grip on money to move forward. So get this. I'm on the webinar. It's coming to an end. Truth be told, I signed up for a webinar just as market research. Like, I just wanted to see the master at work. I had no intentions of buying a dang thing. Now, Amy's taught her principles and delivered mega value, and I can see that what she's talking about, that it could work for me. And so I decided to purchase the course. I can remember bringing my laptop into the kitchen as I ran into the garage to grab my wallet out of my car. And a few minutes after I entered my credit card information, I heard Amy mention my name in the webinar. She said, "Jenna, welcome to the course." And I just about died. That very night, I got the ping with the email with my course login information, and I dove in and started the program, and I was seriously hooked. I binge watched it and finished it in the first 10 days. As I took the course, I wasn't just watching when I had time or playing a module as I drove around for errands. Guys, I legitimately devoured the content, and then I implemented as much as I possibly could. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Now, here's the thing. If I'm being super transparent here, at the time, it was a big investment for me. Like all good courses, Amy had a money-back guarantee. And so I had committed to working my butt off within that window of time. And I had fully planned to refund it if it didn't work for me. I didn't want to waste a single day of that refund period. And so I just got to work. Now, here's what happened. I could see the results start coming in as soon as I started applying her strategies. And that was enough to keep me on the motivation train and to continue showing up every single day. Plus, once a week, Amy was doing Q&As, and I very intentionally set aside time for those. Once again, I didn't just have the Q&As open on my phone as I half listened and did three other things at the same time. No, I was all up in there. I asked all the questions and felt encouraged to share my successes with Amy and the rest of the community within the course group. I showed up fully ready to engage to get the absolute most out of this opportunity to learn from one of the smartest in the industry. And friends, it's crazy how it snowballed into something else. Not only was I experiencing this incredible success and growth, email list expansion, and ideas to apply to my future launches, I also essentially became Amy's success story. I remember a few months after I had bought the course, her team called me to get a testimonial. And I freaked out. I thought, oh my gosh, she got me these amazing results and now I get to talk all about it. I wrote the testimonial and became a walking and talking testimonial all about how great her program had been for me and my business. I even remember Amy was hosting an event and I was so invested in learning just anything I possibly could from her. I wanted to be there so badly. It was like $10,000, probably $10,000 that I didn't exactly had. And I remember I filled out the application just to see if I could get approved, just to see if they would say yes to me. Now, the truth is that I had a wedding that weekend, so I couldn't even go anyways, but I just wanted to see if I was qualified. I had become a full-fledged fangirl. And I mean, not to sound weird, but I was obsessed. Truly, I adored Amy's business philosophies and her teaching style. And I had no idea that we would eventually end up becoming friends. See, not so creepy that I'm obsessed with her, because friends should be obsessed with each other, right? But y'all, this didn't just happen with a snap of my fingers. I didn't just buy a course, waltz through it with zero effort, and become besties with Amy Porterfield overnight. The follow through, the digging in, the messy, the grimy, the sweaty work of it, there are so many essential things that happen when you invest in yourself and when you sign up for a course. And chances are you might have missed out on those in the past. When you buy a course from someone you trust like I did, that's simply the first step in a much larger journey. The course will work if you do, but it starts with you putting forth a whole lot of effort. So how did I make sure I got the most out of the course? I'm going to walk you through the exact steps that I took so that you can apply it to any course you take in the future. Because if I know anything about you, you are a constant learner. And so there's a good chance that you'll be buying a course in the future. So number one, carve out time to do the course and to complete it. For me, this was sort of a non-negotiable. Remember, I said I was really ready to get that money back guarantee. And I knew that in order to even apply for that, I'd have to do the work and show that it didn't work for me. I mean, I was going out on a limb, guys. I wasn't sure if this was actually going to work for me or if it was possible. And so I wanted to make sure that I did so in the allotted time. Like, I spent money to purchase this course, so of course I'm going to milk it for all it's got. But I totally understand that life gets crazy and sometimes the newest thing on your to-do list is the easiest to be pushed to the bottom. For those with past course commitment struggles, I'd encourage you to think of the next course you take as a requirement for the success of your business, because it actually is kind of, right? Now, I bought it because I believed in the content. So do yourself the kindest favor of just showing up. You might even want to put it on your calendar so that you build it into your daily routine as a requirement. It's not a forever commitment, but it could have forever implications. So even if it means having to give up a little time on another responsibility or shutting down Netflix for a month, just saying, it's going to be okay. The next thing I did was follow through. It's not just about watching modules or racking your brain to come up with a question to ask during the Q&A. Taking a course and getting the absolute most out of it is showing up prepared to do the hard work. You might need to crunch your numbers. You have to complete assignments. You need to do homework. And if you are going to be fully invested, it has to be with your time and your energy and effort. The bare minimum for you should be completing the course, but results don't come from doing the bare minimum, right? Ideally, you'll be so full of new ideas and takeaways that you'll be able to implement them immediately and transform the course of your business starting ASAP. The next thing I did was stay on pace to keep up with the question and answer sessions and the Facebook group. On this first course I took from Amy, I made sure I was hyper regimented with my timing because I wanted to get the most out of her advice during the live Q&As. And I also wanted to get the encouragement from the community. And as a community, we were sticking to a specific course schedule. Now, Amy was brilliant in having an end date to her availability in that group because it gave incentive to stay on pace with the content. I do a module, do the assignment, do a module, do the assignment, and so on. And then I'd show up if I had a big question or if I needed clarification. I'd share big wins and I'd comment thoughts during her Q&As. Amy and her team started to notice my eagerness and kept seeing my results, and I soon became her testimonial. The thing is, you don't need 8 hours a day to finish a course. People get easily overwhelmed by looking at the massive entirety of a course, but courses are commonly broken down in a way that's super easy to digest. You just need an hour or less a day to make it a habit and to fit it into your life, however that looks for you. Now, one thing I love about online programs is that you can revisit it and revisit it often. Like one of the best thing about programs that you can take online is that you can go back into the modules and soak in the knowledge and continue to consume the goodness months, even years from now. Great educators like Amy do updates in the program. And so I've actually taken her program more than once because my takeaways change as my business grows. And so I'd rather invest in a few programs that can serve my business in the long run. I love learning online for a lot of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is that you can continue to learn long after you've purchased. And I don't know about you, but when I listen to something for the second or the third time, I take away totally different things than when I listened in for the first time. In fact, when I took that first course, I downloaded all of the MP3s to my phone. And every day when I would drive to the gym, I would just play a module at random after I had taken all of them in order. And I kept the learning party going strong. Like just listening every single day brought up new takeaways that I could implement. Now, the next piece is to create accountability that motivates you. Whether you join a course with a friend, which is highly recommended, or you share your plans with a loved one and make them commit to holding you accountable, or you decide to share it with the world via social media, that's also a great tactic to keep you on pace, you need to create some sort of accountability. The last course I took earlier this year, I was on maternity leave. And so I would just snap a photo of me learning and post it to Instagram stories just to hold myself accountable and to let you all in to know that, yes, I am an active learner. Without accountability, it's so easy for life to get in the way or to fall off the bandwagon. So you know yourself well enough to create accountability that is going to work for you and hold you to completion. I laugh because I need accountability big time in my life. Like I just know that about myself. I recently bought a Peloton bike and I gave Drew permission to push me if I don't get on it for 2 days in a row. Like I am always looking at ways to weave accountability into my life, and online learning is usually a place where we need a little extra support to make sure we follow through. Now, one of the biggest things that I've done whenever I take a course is I will literally go onto Google and I'll Google free September calendar, and I will print off a calendar and I will write in what modules I'm going to take every single day. And I'll do that for Monday through Friday. And when I do that, I really find that I only need to invest about 1 hour a day into the course in order to complete it in 30 days. I mean, that's being super generous. And so I can look at the modules. I can break down the entire course at a glance and say, okay, on this day, I'm going to do module one, lessons one and two. And that's 30 minutes of learning, 30 minutes of implementation. I do this for my students a lot because I've found that when you actually have a calendar to stick to and you can see that each day is an hour or less of content, it makes it so much easier to complete it and follow through. It's so easy to see if you missed a day, what you need to go back on and double up on. I followed through on this program, and it's so cool because as I was preparing this episode, I went back into my inbox just to kind of read through the emails and to see when I purchased and to kind of revisit where I was at when I bought it. I mean, I had no idea back in 2015 that online education would become 90% of my online profits and that Amy Porterfield and I would be going on girls' trips. And I had no idea that I would have the opportunity to teach thousands of people through online programs just like the ones Amy's built. I became that success story. She became a mentor and then a peer and then a friend. And I still feel a little giddy when I talk to Amy just because it reminds me of how far I've come from taking that first leap and trusting her as a mentor wholeheartedly. I never knew it would end up that way, but I did know that I believed in the material and wanted to get the most out of it in my business. The rest fell together as a happy coincidence because I chose first to put in the work required to squeeze as much value as possible out of her program. And only 6 months later, I was actually signing up for her next course because I knew her style of teaching. I knew she could get me results, and I knew that I was ready to take the next step with her next program. Amazing, right? Because I did all the hard work and got results following her methods the first time, I knew what it would take to keep the learning party going, and I happily invested in her next program. And the one after that too. Honestly, when it comes to courses, following through opens up all kinds of doors. The educator can only do so much for you after they put the resources together and package them up and offer them to you in a course. Once they're in your hands, it's your responsibility to take it and run. Like, it takes discipline and committing to the steps and hard work to not just finish any course, but to also get the results. Changing and growing doesn't always come easy, but it almost is always worth it. In fact, I really think it is always worth it. Let me ask you this right now. How far has inspiration taken you? Like, when you tune into this free podcast each week and you get inspired and you get ideas, it's awesome, right? But inspiration alone isn't going to save you or help you build the business you've been dreaming of. You know what is? Implementation. I'm not saying that you have to go out today and buy a course. I'm not saying that investing your money is the only way you will ever grow. I'm not telling you to take out a loan to buy a program, but I am telling you that if you today are sitting on the sidelines, simply feeling inspired, tuning in each week, but not taking massive action, maybe this is the kick in the pants that you need to get serious about implementing the things you're hearing. It's funny because I found that whenever I've invested money, I've actually implemented. Whenever I get things for free, they kind of hang out in my inbox, like that free download or that free resource. And I'm like, I'll get to them. We don't value free. You have to pay attention sometimes. And for me, that's been absolutely true. Whenever I look at all of the investments I've made, there's one thing in common. As I pull out that credit card and I get that pit in my stomach and I feel like I'm going to throw up, I have to remind myself, one, my dreams are worth it. But two, if I don't believe in myself enough to invest, why should anyone else invest in me and my dreams? I have this bet with myself that I will never make a bad investment. Not because I've actually never made one, but because anytime I invest in myself, my education, or my business, I work so hard to prove myself right. Like, I will be damned if I make a bad decision because I want to make sure that anytime I'm putting money down and saying I'm betting on myself, that I follow through on that. The follow through is where it all happens. I promise you that. 2015 was the year that it all started to shift for me. It was the year that I decided to take on mentors and leaders, to invest in blueprints that would save me time, and to put in the work necessary to get results. Like, I look at the last 4 years and know in my gut that if I had continued to try to go it alone, it would have taken me a heck of a lot longer. For me, the change happened when I stopped just getting inspired and I started implementing. It looked like betting on myself, taking action, and making it happen with the help of an expert who had gone before me. But maybe it looks different for you. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, I know that you have the capacity and the capability to get it done and to get it done impeccably well, regardless of if you pay for a program or not. But I just want to challenge you today. Don't let inspiration fool you that you're actually moving forward. Inspiration will not do that, but implementing will. Use this episode to inspire you, but beyond inspire you, let it challenge you to implement the things your mentors are teaching you, paid or unpaid. So if you bought a course in the past and you haven't been able to follow through in a way that you know you're capable of, it's not too late to recommit and dig back in. Find that login, hit the ground running, mark your calendar, and get started. Or maybe you've had your eye on a resource, a coaching program, a mastermind, or a course. Maybe it's time for you to make that transformative investment into your business and committing to the time and the effort required to get the most maximized results possible. Find a mentor you trust, invest in getting the shortcuts, and implement as you go. Just think, like, you could be the next awe-inspiring success story or powerful testimonial. Or maybe even a friend to Amy or me or another virtual mentor. Because trust me when I say, we see, notice, and pay attention to the people who do the work. I mean, who knows, right? All it takes is the decision to totally, completely, absolutely follow through and get your hands a little dirty along the way. So there you have it, the very first course I ever took and how it entirely transformed my business for the better. I texted Amy as I wrote this episode saying, I can't believe that I took your first course back in 2015. So much has changed since that day. Oh, and just a reminder, you can learn from Amy too. She's created this incredible training that is absolutely free, a training just like the one I watched 4 years ago, all about building a digital course and getting started in driving profits around sharing your knowledge. And you know me, there are very few people I believe in enough to trust my people with, but Amy is one of them. All you have to do is head to learnfromamy.com, save your seat for her free live training. If anything, just go watch how she does what she does. She is incredible. And you better believe I'll be in there cheering her on because she has absolutely transformed my life. Now it's your turn to learn from the best. Again, head to learnfromamy.com to learn from my mentor and my friend. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And remember, implementation is going to get you further today.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.